So, if you have any questions on the way, just ask me. So we said last time, I think, that we need to practice prayer and vigilance and humility, but we need to practice them a lot, like all the time, and not to despair. So sometimes we struggle, as we just said before, when we can't give up resentment or the other things that trouble us. And we struggle and we get tired, we might even get depressed, and we might create situations around us or inside us to get ourselves sad. But vigilance and prayer should not lead us there. We should try our best not to stop praying and having vigilance, but at the same time, we can't be distressed. We can't be stressed. We should not force ourselves to do these things. They have to happen naturally. And then the path is very narrow, but at the same time, it has to have freedom. So we choose to follow this path, and we have to realize that no one is forcing us, and that it should not be a painful path. It has to be a path that we can easily follow. If we stress ourselves all the time to do this or do that, then it doesn't work. It's not going to give us any fruit, any spiritual fruit. So basically, we should not get tired when we practice vigilance, but we should be practicing it with joy and with love. And this is how we will succeed. A person who practices Nipsi without wanting it will never reach God. So, for example, we pray for the thoughts to go away, or we ask God for something and we never receive it. We try to pray and be vigilant and we don't achieve anything. But what happens is that instead of all these things that we try to achieve, we feel suffocation. We feel something that we've got on, like, around our neck, and it suffocates us, and we want to scream. This is not how vigilance will work. We have to practice it with a free spirit and to be happy and joyful when we practice it. If we get our soul tired from such situations, then we will not succeed. If we have hopes and then we despair, then we cannot travel to eternity. Now, does anyone know, or does anyone have any thoughts? How can we achieve vigilance and prayer without struggling, without forcing ourselves? Of course, we have to push ourselves to a certain limit, but we can't suffocate ourselves. What's something, or what are a few things that could help us not being suffocated from the amount of effort we might put into vigilance and prayer? Any idea? Or maybe if you think of anything that might make it more difficult for us to achieve vigilance and prayer might suffocate us if we try harder. It could be thoughts, it could be personal experience, if you want to say, or if you want to tell us any thoughts.
I find Father Gitta, of course, tells me to slow down, it's too much. When you get overzealous and you just fall over.
That's one thing. Anything else?
I feel like if you take on too much in your life, then the responsibilities become difficult to find time to pray, and then you have excuses that you're too busy working or the kids and vice versa. So I feel like if you take on too much in your life normally, then it becomes a bit more difficult. So you need to find that balance.
That's correct as well. Anyone else?
Your Grace, I recall the story of St. Anthony the Great. Once he was in the company of the brothers, of his disciples, and a hunter spotted him having a laugh, having a joke. And the hunter was offended, and he approached St. Anthony, and he said, "Well, you have this reputation of being a great ascetic. What is it that you're up to?" And St. Anthony replied, "Well, you have a bow, you're a hunter. Try bending it back." He said, "Okay, I'll do that." He said, "We'll do it a second time, and do it a third time." And the bow reached the point where it's going to break, and he said to the hunter, "Well, it's the same with human beings. If we push ourselves too much, we will break. And there are times for respite and friendship." And I think perhaps, Your Grace, in light of St. Anthony saying, rest would be one way to rejuvenate ourselves in the company of good Christians.
That's right. I also use this example a lot because it's a very nice one. It shows our human nature, although someone might be spiritual, and it shows that we all have limits. As we said before, we can't take too much on. So that's correct. Anything else?
When I was young and in love with my wife, all I ever wanted to do was to be with her. And I don't think this is any different with Jesus. If the more I love and want to be there, vigilance is not a burden.
What happened after that?
I still love my wife.
I find that starting my day with a quiet time and God's Word.
With the what?
With the Bible, God's Word. And I get a very peaceful situation before I read. And my prayer is, I thank God for this, your day. I invite your spirit to minister to my spirit so I can be what you want me to be in this 24 hours. And then in God's Word, and then I have a quiet time for almost 3/4 of an hour, and I get such a peace. And when things are not working out well, I ask God to give me that peace back so I calm the situation down, and I want to be more like Jesus in every situation. And it works for me. Because I know God forgives me absolutely and completely, holding nothing against me. And I must do that to my brothers and sisters.
There's a lot of wisdom in everything we've heard so far. I totally agree. Anyone else?
So, very nice what everyone said. But from my personal example, I find myself in the morning to wake up and try to obviously calm myself throughout the day and not let the mind rush to the things that are coming throughout the day. But after a day's work, what I find is the mind to speed up. And once you build that momentum of thought, to switch it off, it just can't switch off because it's momentum and you need to sort of slow it down. So for me to be able to do that, I sort of, my own personal thing, just connecting the breath with Jesus' prayer is probably one of the most practical things that I try to do, and just sort of slowly integrate it into my life. Because, like I said, the momentum of thoughts, to be able to bring it down, is very difficult, especially in our society that we have today. So I just find that analogy of that wheel, where you just can't stop that wheel. You need to be able to slow it down before it comes to a stop, and you're able to present yourself with God.
It's also very nice and correct. Anything else? Anyone else? Everyone is different, so. Even from the people that talked, if you want to say something extra, you can always do so. All right. So, of course, we need a spiritual father, but we will go to the spiritual father at the end. And of course, we need to have a personal way of praying and finding our peace. And of course, we need love. And of course, we need to know our measures. Otherwise, if we don't know our measures, we will never have peace. We will expect ourselves to do more, and we will not be satisfied. And then when we try to do more, we will be so exhausted that we might end up giving up everything. So we need to know our measures. That's very, very important spiritually. Our measures in prayer, our measures in work, at work, our measures psychologically, how much pressure we can handle, and when do we need to isolate ourselves a little bit from all the pressure around us. But in without putting away any of these things, which are very important, there are some more things that we need to think about. And one thing I would say is that we need to trust God. But we need to trust God not in a way that we say, God, I trust you, but in a way that, let's say that now I'm in the middle of a storm. I was in a boat, everything fell apart, I'm about to lose my life. I will say a simple prayer, which is, my Lord, you know what happens outside around me. You know what happens inside me. I don't even know if I'm how I'm supposed to be, probably not. Can you please take care of me? Can you please take care of everything? And this means that regardless if you have problems in your family, regardless if you have problems with your partner, your children, regardless if you're suffocated to the point of dying, you will know. If it's not the right time, you will know. And if God wants you to have strength and keep going, He will give it to you.